Whoa! I'm Edward from the Am I Cancelled podcast, and the results are in. Coming in with 40% of the... Come on, you guys. Beyonce, Texas Hold'em. That means Chris James.
You suck.
You lose, brother. And that means that with 60% of the vote, Rhett, you had to team up with Teresa. Rhett and Teresa win with Trace Atkins between Luke Bryan and Pitbull. Where the country girls at? Woohoo! On with the show. You're making it.
Shitty Song of the Week, your home for smooth jams and fire rhymes. 34 degrees, 10 minutes after the hour. I talked it up.
You're making me hard right now.
Because it's so bad.
It's obnoxious.
So very annoying.
Unlistenable.
That's bad. That's yeah. Really bad.
That was so bad.
For the love of God, why the fuck are you listening to Shitty Song of the Week?
Hello, all you silly shitheads, and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week. I'm your host, Red. Joining me this evening, back by popular demand, it is Teresa.
Woo! What is up, Rutherford?
Chillin'.
Yeah.
Before we get started, make sure to go over to shittysong.show, where you'll find links to the social media, the Patreon, the voters poll, and everything else Shitty Song of the Week related. And join the Shitty Song of the Week Discord server to submit song suggestions, chat about the show, and hang out with us. Discord link will be in the show notes.
It's a grand old time. We have lots of fun. Come join us.
Yeah, right? I want like hundreds of thousands of people in the Discord. Eventually.
Yes, we want all the members.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Tonight is a very special episode, Teresa.
Yes, it is.
This is our first of 2024. We're going to do celebrity.
Yes.
The celebrity genre.
Celebrity attempts at music.
Yeah, we always have fun with the celebrity athlete's attempt at a music career on Shitty Song of the Week. That seems to be one of the fun things we like to do. It doesn't come up a lot, but when it does, we always have a blast with it.
Oh, yes. It's always delightful just to see a celebrity just land on their face and just eat shit.
Yeah, Brandon used to be the king of it. He used to bring them and find the biggest turds ever. He was really good at it. So what I've got, I think I mentioned this before the show, but what I've got, I pulled right out of the playbook, the Shitty Song of the Week playbook.
Oh, okay. Right?
Yeah. I didn't dig for it. It kind of fell in my lap, but it was perfect, and it fell at the right time, right?
Nice.
Yeah. So I guess we can go ahead and get started. Enough of the chit chatter.
Yes. Let's get on with the show.
Yeah. You know, Teresa, there are, I think we say this every time, but there are so many actors and actresses out there that think they are allowed to have a music career. Like it's something they're supposed to do as a celebrity or whatever.
Of course.
Then and then the musicians are the same way. Like they think they can act.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Eddie Murphy tried it one time. Bon Jovi had a short-lived acting career. What's the dude from One Direction? The guy that's popular now, what's his name? Harry Styles.
Yeah, Harry Styles, and yeah, I think Zayn.
Yeah, he's getting into acting a little bit, and you know Johnny Depp obviously is spending a lot more time with his band lately.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes back and forth, you know. You want to take a guess at who I found that unfortunately falls in the group of celebrities that tried and failed in the music industry, Teresa? You want to take a guess?
Actor?
Mm-hmm.
Recent.
Relevant.
Relevant. I'm going to say Ryan Reynolds.
No.
Damn it. I just wanted to see his abs.
Well, it's actress. I guess I should have been specific. I guess
you tricked me.
Yeah. Well, sorry.
Lucy Lawless.
No.
Oh.
Good guess.
I don't know.
Scarlett Johansson.
I was aware she had a career, but I've never listened to any of her music because I just assumed it was going to be awful.
I never knew about it. Right? Never knew about it till, you know, on YouTube, when you click on your homepage or whatever, and you go to YouTube, and the little tabs at the top where you can get on music or podcast or whatever, and you can click and get, it narrows it down and filters it for you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I clicked on the music so it can just show me nothing but music, and I kind of use it for the show, and I'll pick and choose stuff for the show. So I use it like that. So this was on there, Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
Did you know, Teresa? I found this little tidbit of information. She was an actress by accident. She got into acting so she could focus on doing Broadway musicals.
Really?
Singing and shit. Yeah, but it turns out she was so good at it that she got into the mainstream movie thing, and yeah. Then she started making the films, you know, and being a famous actress, and never pursued the musical theater shit anymore.
Yeah, I mean, she's an all right actress. I mean, I think her titties give her more of a leg up, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I liked her. She was hotter to me when she was fresh on the scene.
Yeah. You
know? I'm not saying she's not hot now, but she was like, she had that girl next door kind of hot look when she first came out. You know,
like that movie that she did with Bill Murray.
Lost in Translation. It's one of my favorite fucking movies ever,
yes,
Teresa.
That's a great movie. I love that movie.
Yeah, I remember it because it has Bill Murray, and Bill Murray's one of my favorite actors. And what's the dude? He's real awkward. What's his name? Giovanni Ribisi.
Yeah, yeah.
Love that dude.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the first time
retard.
He plays a great retard. But that's the first time I remember seeing Scarlett Johansson sing when she was doing the karaoke for the, what was the song she was singing?
Oh, that's right. She was doing karaoke in that. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't remember.
In her time, she sang at a few benefits. She's done a few benefit albums here and there. She has a couple solo things that she put out. I found out that it's on Spotify.
Oh.
But it wasn't until 2018 that she released her debut album called Anywhere I Lay My Head. It took 5 weeks to make this fucking album. David Bowie helped produce it.
Really?
And it's all Tom Waits covers, Teresa.
Tom Waits?
Yeah.
If she does Lucinda, I'm leaving, because that's probably my favorite one.
There's one original song on the whole album called Song for Joe, which I was gonna bring, but it didn't really have enough lyrics to it, right?
Okay.
It was just like a poem set to music or something.
Gotcha.
Maybe we'll do it in a hidden track one time or something. But the lead single from the album, it's a deep cut by Tom Waits called Falling Down. Are you familiar with this one, Teresa?
No, I'm more familiar with Tom Waits' music. Like I said, Lucinda's the only one I know by name. I know it when I hear it.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Tom Waits. I love the gravel in his voice.
Oh,
I love the story that he tells in his music. He's a great storyteller. You know?
Yes, he is.
This Falling Down track was one that I hadn't heard. You know, Tom Waits has got a lot of music out there, and some of it is deep cut that you probably never heard, and some of it's pretty popular, like Lucinda. Yeah, mm-hmm. everybody knows that song. But I wasn't familiar with this, so I brought the Tom Waits version just to give us a baseline of what Scarlett Johansson's getting ready to do.
Okay.
So let me pull it up here.
And can I take a guess as far, because like I said, other than Lost in Translation, which it's been a minute since I've seen that, so I don't remember what she sounds like.
Right.
When she sings, is she very, like, is it almost like Marilyn Monroe, like, breathy?
No.
Okay, good.
No, you're going to be see, that's what I was hoping for.
Oh, see, that would have pissed me off.
With the soft, sexy pillow talk shit, that's what I was kind of hoping for. The dude in me was hoping for that, right? But when I press play on the Scarlett Johansson thing, hold on a minute, I got to back it up here. So, I had a thing for Scarlett Johansson when she first came out.
Of course.
When she first, you know, she was hot, the titties and the whole thing, the young girl next door thing I was telling you about.
Yeah.
And every movie that she plays in, she's the girly girl. You know what I mean? She's doing the thing or whatever.
Yeah.
I pressed play on the Scarlett Johansson version of this. Like, boner went.
Turtle.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the Tom Waits falling down. This is the original cut of this by Tom Waits. Here we go. All of this is relevant, so just bear with it. All right, you get it. It's Tom Waits.
The man's Red, got you're one of the, hurt my feelings.
The man's got one of the worst voices in music, but it's also one of the one that cuts through my soul every time.
Yes. And like you said, he's a brilliant songwriter, and his drug through a gravel road voice, like, it works magnificently.
Yeah. Well, Scarlett Johansson decided to pull her little dainty panties down and cop a squat and Amber Heard all over this fucking song.
Fuck.
I mean, it's... Okay, so... We're just going to go ahead and get right into it because I want to... It's painful. It really is. It's painful. It's 4 minutes and 16 seconds long. And it's not like the Tom Waits cover or the Tom Waits original.
I don't imagine it's going to be.
The melody follows and all that, but there's a lot of added instruments. Her voice throws it off because you think Scarlett Johansson. You know who that is. Everybody listening knows who Scarlett Johansson is. Small, dainty, sandy, blonde-headed girl with nice, perky titties and a decent ass. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
yeah. This is Scarlett Johansson's cover. And this is, I didn't even realize this was a cover until I went looking and doing my research for the song. I had no idea it was a Tom Waits cover. So this is inadvertently a celebrity cover for me. Inadvertently. I didn't even realize it till that, but I had to bring it. I had to.
Man. I'm not looking forward to this.
Yeah, prepare your asshole, Teresa. What do you think?
She sounds like she's trying to do like almost like a Courtney Love type.
Yeah, I couldn't put a finger on who she sounded like, but it sounded like she was bored as shit. Like she was just, you know, phoning it in. It ruined my whole entire vision of Scarlett Johansson. You know what I mean? Because she sounds like a retard.
Well, it's
yelling into a microphone.
What I hate, and I'm noticing this more, that you have people, celebrities, musicians alike, that it's almost like they take the lyrics, like they like the lyrics of the song, and then they put their own twist on it, and you just completely ruin the song. Like, you ruin the meaning, you ruin the lyrics, just because you're doing your weird little interpretation of it. And I have a feeling that's exactly what this is going to be, because, like, with the Tom Waits version, you could feel something. Like, you could feel him just pouring himself out in that song, just in, like, that little snippet. And this, like you said, she sounds bored as fuck.
It doesn't change throughout the whole song.
Red.
It's the same melody repeated over and over again, and it's her that's all you get. That's it. And it's, I don't know why she sings like that. Like, I actually went back and checked out an unrelated song by Scarlett Johansson. Same thing.
Really?
Yeah. The Song for Joe that I was just telling you about?
Yeah.
The original that she done on this Anywhere I Lay My Head album. That song sounds, I mean, it doesn't sound like this. Her voice is the same way. It's not just for this song.
Red, you're going to kill me.
She shit on this song, Teresa.
Yeah, just in like the first 32 seconds, I hate this. I fucking hate this.
I'm not even familiar with the Tom Waits version that much.
No.
Just except for the research that I've done thus far. But I can tell you right now, without a shadow of a doubt, Scarlett Johansson shit all over that song.
Mm-hmm. Hands down.
And it's really, if you listen back and if you go and remember back to the Tom Waits version that I played you, this Scarlett Johansson shit follows the same melody, but there's organ? Like, who the fuck uses organs? This is 14 years old.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but if you think about that time, like during indie music and shit, like that's what
Teresa,
they did.
There hasn't been an organ in fucking music since Lynyrd Skynyrd or The Doors.
She used it inappropriately. It's out of place. This is like you're making a boring song even more dull.
You know, and it's weird because at first, when I first heard the melody of the Scarlett version, my brain said, that's a hurdy-gurdy.
Or an accordion, you know, or something.
You know, the thing that the fucking monkey used to turn for money? Yeah, it's a hurdy. That's what it sounded like at the start, but I was like, no, that can't be a hurdy-gurdy. There's no way. That's got to be like an organ or something. It's just drab and boring and uneventful and lackluster and all of the other negative words you can come up with.
I'm sure we'll come up with a few more.
Well, let's listen to some more and see if you can come up with a few more, because yes, it doesn't get please. Any better than that. All right, here we go. Give a man love, he must fall in. So the music video, Teresa, I don't know if you've paid attention to anything going on in the background of this thing.
But like her promo reel?
Well, no, I think what it is she's showing you the pain that it is to be a wanted actress in the movie world. Like the sitting in front of the makeup artist for 8 hours, the fucking, you know what I mean? Like the pressures of being an actress. That's what I get out of it.
Yeah.
You know, this could be open to interpretation, as they say, but that's what I get out of it when I watch the music video tied to this Tom Waits song.
Yeah, that she just longs to be a normal person.
A normal person, right, yeah.
And it's like you had that choice. You could have been a normal person, but you wanted to go into acting.
Yeah, you could have been doing musical theater.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson and been a hit on Broadway, but no.
Exactly.
You had to have nice, plump DSLs, perky titties, and a nice ass. It's not your fault, right?
It's just what the good Lord blessed you with. Except he didn't bless you with vocal talent. Jesus Christ, dude. Like,
yeah, well, we're only a minute in, Teresa.
I know. And you know what's making this, besides like the church organ shit? I'm not a fan of when you do like the slow drum brush. Like that's just, it's making me like count the seconds. It's almost like there's a metronome going and it's just like, I'm just counting. And
this is a lullaby for an infant, but then you'd be doing it a disservice by making your child listen to this bullshit song. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, even when the song came out too, like, I mean, this was like typical. Like a lot of indie people or so-called indie people, they would make these weird like lullaby type songs. Like it's literally music you could sleep to. Like, do you really think like anybody would be excited? Like, oh my God, Falling Down by Scarlett Johansson. Ah, no, you're going to be knocked off by the end of the song. Like, I'm already tired and it's just like, I want to go to bed now. Thanks, Scarlett.
Yeah, it's a good thing I went first, huh?
Yeah, no shit. Mine's going to liven things up quite a bit, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I like to put you through the fucking ringer.
Mm-hmm, you did.
Man, this is torture. You put this on at Guantanamo Bay, and they'll tell you anything they want to tell you.
I kind of want to say I did 9/11. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, it's so slow. I mean, I know it's like that catch-22 of when it comes to covers, like, do your thing, but don't do your thing, you know? Like, you got to find that fine line, and it's just like, she doesn't know how to emote with her voice. Like, all she can do is monotone. Like, she has, for an actress, she can't express while she's singing, which I find weird.
What was the guy that done the Clear Eyes commercials? Ben Stein?
Yeah.
Clear Eyes are awesome.
Falling down. Falling down.
All right. Here's 20 more lashes, Teresa. All right, that's enough of that shit, Teresa. Holy shit.
Yeah.
You know, I picked up in there, though, that I didn't pick up until now. And I've listened to this thing like 3 or 4 times already.
What's that?
There's a banjo in there.
Oh, is there?
You'll hear it again, I promise. We're only barely halfway. I don't know what else to say about it, Teresa. I'm already spent. We're barely halfway of this thing.
I know.
Drab. I mean, there's nothing. Like, it's just a nothing song. It's, I don't know what to tell you. This is it.
So far, the only part of it that I appreciate is that I did like the melody with the background singer. When the male vocals popped up, like, that was okay. That wasn't bad.
But if you think about who wrote it, who done it originally, and you listen to it first, and you like the falling down that Tom Waits does, and you listen to this, and she plays the melody out a little more tight than he does.
Yeah.
And you can follow it a little better, and it's a little, I'm not going to say earwormy, but the melody of this song is kind of catchy.
It's cleaner.
It's cleaner. I have to give it that. It's a lot more catchier than the Tom Waits version. And there's parts of this that you think, oh, it's going to get good. It's got a progression going on here. You know what I mean? Like, it's building up to something.
Yeah.
But her vocals just kill it for me. If this was sung by anybody else other than Scarlett Johansson at this time, like 14 years ago, I can't even name anybody right now off the top of my head, but.
Sue Bob White.
Somebody.
She's got the gravelly voice for it.
Yeah, somebody. Sue Bob White. Holy shit. You fucking made me lose my train of thought, Teresa.
Because you're picturing it now, aren't you?
I'm just thinking about them perky titties that Sue Bob White supposedly has. No, I mean, the issue here is her voice. The music, I'm going to say, is fine. It's not my favorite.
No.
The organ and now the banjo combination. You know, I'm not a fan of it. The melody, like I said before, is a little upfront and catchy a little bit, you know what I mean? It's not really earwormy, but it's hooky kind of, you know. So it's got that going for it, but again, to drive the point home, her fucking vocals kill it.
Well, and I hate that. I don't know if it's reverb or whatever is making her sound like she's a ghost. Like, I hate that echoey.
Yeah, that big room reverb. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either.
And I think if they would have taken that off, maybe, just maybe, you know, give her some clean vocals. But then again, too, that it's just like, okay, if they're adding that effect, you know, is it to follow the tone of the song or is it to cover up something?
Yeah, just like auto-tune, it covers up the shitty vocals that you have and makes you sing in key.
Yeah.
You know, that's what that's for. You know, reverb is to give your voice a little bit more movement where, you know, it doesn't sound so dead and and airy, you know what I mean? But nothing can save that.
No.
Nothing can save that. But I've got to give you 20 more lashes and probably 20 more before this is over with, Teresa.
Please. I just want it over.
It's okay. Well, I mean, we got to play it, but here we go. Falling down. Falling down. I forgot about the toy piano, Teresa.
That wasn't toy piano. That's a jewelry box. Like, that's one of those jewelry boxes that you open and there's a little ballerina. I know that sound.
Okay, well, whatever. Toy piano, but still, jewelry really? Box. Either way, it's toy box or jewelry box. It's toy piano over airy space noise. What the fuck was that background shit going on? It sounded like the cockpit of a 747.
I know. It sounds like when you get up to go to the bathroom, it's just like,
yeah, I don't know. Like it's some kind of orchestra thing going on. I didn't hear any strings or any kind of percussion or woodwind instruments or anything. It sounded like the cockpit of a fucking airplane.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was all about over the jewelry box, toy piano shit.
Why not? That's why. Right. Why not?
Throw it at the wall, see if it sticks.
I bet it was even Scarlett Johansson's grandma's music box or jewelry box that she brought in. And I want to add this to my special song.
No, that's the same melody as the Tom Waits song. That can't be something that she brought in. And there's no way.
I don't know.
That followed the melody of the Tom Waits song. They made that. That is manufactured to sound like the Tom Waits melody, but it's jewelry box or fucking toy piano, whatever the hell it is, I think.
Oh, God.
But you filled up 45 seconds, almost a minute, with airplane cockpit noises and a jewelry box.
Yeah, that definitely did not need to be that long at all. Like, that could have been like 15 seconds and move on.
Well, we got a minute and a half left.
Thank God.
All right. Damn it. This sucks so bad.
I know.
I really hope I really hope what you have is a pick-me-up.
It is. I can't wait.
Good. All right, here we go. Come on! In a couple of days, now someone yell timber and take off your hat.
Is
that
Salman Rushdie?
I don't know. Who is that?
Why is Salman Rushdie in her video?
Is that who that is?
Yes.
Who's the guy in the video? Who is that? Who is Simon?
He's the guy who wrote the satanic verses, and he had like a death threat, or he still has an active death threat against him from the entire country of Iran or something.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit, Teresa. I got the modern day Aleister Crowley in the video and didn't even know
it. No. It's nothing, like, it's not an actual satanic book. It's just very critical of Iran and their policies, and it's, I don't know too much about it, but I know him when I see him, and yeah, that's Salman Rushdie.
Okay. All right. Yeah, had no idea. No idea.
Red, the song is so unnecessary.
Yeah, that's what
we do here. This didn't need to happen.
That's what we do here, Teresa.
And visual cue too with the video. Like, I know it's supposed to be your artsy fartsy, like, show her, life's a whirlwind. Quit with the fucking jittery camera movements. Like, what was the camera or the videographer like having a fucking seizure the entire time? Like,
it's stop. Home. It's home movie cinematography.
I'm sure Michael J. Fox could shoot a better home video than that. That's more still. So I'm not buying probably. It.
I'm just saying, like, it's called home video cinematography.
Well, it's making me uncomfortable, and I don't like it.
Well, we've got 35 seconds or so of this.
God, can we just get it over, please, for the love of God? Let's just get it over.
All right.
Please.
All right, here we go. I'm smaller down here on the ground. Falling down. There was a choir in there too, or something.
Something.
Somebody going or something like that in the
end.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was like a backup vocalist or if it was a choir, but I heard something. Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell just because it's so like her vocals are too far back. The music is too far forward, but then that falls too far back. Like, and then the music box is way too forward. Ugh. This sucked. This absolutely fucking sucked.
I mean, you could have put her vocals like in a very, very, like the bottom layer of all of that. The song is too spacious.
Yeah.
It's too airy and big roomy. It sounds like it was recorded in a old cathedral church or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The fucking airplane background noise and the fucking banjo. What is going on, really?
I don't know. I don't know at all. And
well, that's my submission this week, Teresa. Scarlett Johansson with a Tom Waits cover.
I don't know that song, and I'm kind of mad at that song.
Yeah, I went back.
I'm definitely going to go check out the Tom Waits one because you just jogged a memory that it's just like it's been a minute since I've listened to any Tom Waits, and I think I'm going to need to cleanse my palate.
Whenever I found out that this was a cover of, you know, Tom Waits song, I was like, "Ooh, Tom Waits! I never heard this song before." So when I went to it and listened to it, I'm like, "Well, that's pretty good." So I've listened to the Tom Waits song a few times since I found it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, when you get deep into that song, the melody, it kind of starts to grow on you a little bit, like the falling down parts of that.
Yeah.
They have like a sing-songy part that you can't help but sing along to, you know. And that makes me hate it even more.
But it had potential.
Nah. I don't think it had potential. She ruined it from the start.
Yeah.
The only potential it has with pressing stop on it. That's the only potential.
That is true.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my submission this week, Teresa. Scarlett Johansson and a Tom Waits cover called Falling Down.
Well, Red, I think we're going to have some fun after that. Regardless of what you think of what I brought, we're going to have fun. I know, it could be famous last words. We'll see. Well, Red, you fancy yourself a little bit of a Dolly Parton fan, right?
I mean, yeah, one could say that. Yeah, I've had some negative things to say about Dolly Parton over the last few weeks, but
yes,
at the end of the day, Dolly Parton is the queen, and she always will be.
Proceed, are you a fan of her movies?
Her movies. She was in a movie called 9 to 5.
Yeah.
What was the other movie that she was in?
She was in that movie with Burt Reynolds.
Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Where she comes out in that black teddy.
Yeah. I remember all too well now, yeah. What about it?
Are there any other movies of hers that you remember at all?
No, see, I didn't really keep up with Dolly Parton's music career. Oh, no, she was in Steel Magnolias.
Yes, she was. But we're not here to talk about those. No.
I don't know of any other Dolly Parton movies.
Well, she was in a movie in 1984 called Rhinestone.
Not familiar.
Never heard of it? Cool, because a lot of people didn't either. It fucking tanked because the movie was written based off of the song Rhinestone Cowboy.
Okay. I'm a rhinestone cowboy. Yes. Okay.
Yes. And so she starred in that movie, and she had a particular co-star. Are you familiar with Sylvester Stallone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rocky Balboa.
Yeah. Well, he had a feature song on that soundtrack. And
Sylvester Stallone?
Yes, Sylvester Stallone.
Wait a minute. You just dug a deep-ass fucking hole, Teresa. Good job. Like, I thought we were talking about Dolly Parton for a minute.
See, and I have to give kudos because this fell in my lap, and I have to give kudos to Turd Ferguson because he turned me on to this.
God damn it, Turd. You're cheating. You can't use Turd anymore. I'm calling it now. We got to jot that down in the Shitty Song of the Week rule book. No using turd for song suggestions.
No turds for turds.
Right. You don't get turds from turd.
Yep.
Anyway, proceed.
Well, because basically the whole premise of the movie is that Dolly Parton's character, that she's a bar owner and it's about to get shut down. And the owner of like all the clubs who's threatening to shut her down is saying, either you find me an up and coming country star or I'm going to shut you down. And if I shut you down, you have to sleep with me. So Dolly Parton found this rough cabbie who Sylvester Stallone played. And so she brought him down to Tennessee to teach him how to be a country singer.
Hold on. I very vaguely remember a meme or something floating around with Sylvester Stallone in a fucking red...
in a bolo tie?
Yeah, the red...
the kerchief?
Yeah. And a cowboy hat and like black pants or a black... shirt or something on.
Uh-huh.
That's the same movie, right?
Do you want me to refresh your memory?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because I've got a clip of it if you want to see it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, let me just get this going here. Which, this will spoil it, but the song that Sylvester Stallone did in the movie and on the soundtrack is called Drinkenstein.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. So here's a clip of Sylvester Stallone in the movie Rhinestone singing Drinkenstein. Ringing any bells?
Budweiser, you created a monster, and they call him Frankenstein.
Okay.
In the tavern down the street.
Teresa.
Red.
Are you bringing Dolly Parton or Sylvester Stallone? I don't know what we're listening to here.
I am bringing Sylvester Stallone singing Drinkenstein off of the Rhinestone album.
So wait a minute. That was a movie cut. You're bringing a studio cut now?
I'm bringing a studio cut now.
Oh, God. That means it's going to have mixing and mastering in it.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So how about we get to it?
Wow. Touche, Teresa. Touche.
at least we're going to have fun.
Yeah. I see. All right. I see you. All right. Go ahead.
Here we go.
Was it a haunted house movie or what?
It's Drinkenstein.
Oh, right. Duh.
No! Not Thursday!
Fuck!
Where he makes the transformation all the time.
So did you catch anything?
Fuck you, Teresa.
Hey,
I thought I had a winner with Scarlett Johansson.
Hey,
I've been slacking lately. You've won an episode or two.
Or two one. Now, or, yeah.
Two now, yeah. I'm slacking. You can't beat me three times in a fucking row, Teresa.
Well, the listeners will decide that now, won't they?
Every fucking time.
Thanks, Derek. Oh. So, right. What you think?
I mean, how serious is this? I mean,
this is serious because, like, the fact that Sylvester Stallone, I was scouring, trying to find, like, him saying something about this. I couldn't find anything. Because
of
this movie,
he's not going to talk about it. He wants to forget it.
Yeah. And I think he actually, because this isn't the only song he did on the soundtrack. He did another one. He wasn't main stage, but he had parts in another song. But I think he was kind of hoping this was going to be something. And you know what movie he turned down to do this, to do Rhinestone? Romancing the Stone. He turned down Romancing the Stone to do Rhinestone because he thought Rhinestone was going to be successful.
I mean, Romancing the Stone is one of my favorite movies. That's the Kurt Russell or something, right?
No. Michael Douglas,
that's right. Yeah. That's a great movie.
It is. It's a great movie, and Sylvester Stallone would have ruined it.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
But did you catch how he, there's a part where he was trying to say laboratory?
Mm-mm.
He literally says it. Laboratory.
How far back was that, Teresa?
That was maybe about like 10 seconds. Let me just see.
Drinkenstein. In the tavern down the street is a laboratory.
You catch it?
Oh my God. Laboratory.
Yeah. And Dolly Parton wrote the song.
Did she tell him to pronounce laboratory like that?
I don't know. I honestly think that's a Sylvester Stallone move.
I mean, if I've ever heard shoehorning, that's it.
Yes. That's a new achievement unlocked.
Yeah, Teresa, I'm very, very close to throwing in the white flag here.
See, and I threw in the white flag with yours. I figure we're just going to have fun with this.
Yeah, we're going to have fun with it, obviously, but holy shit, I thought I had a shoe in with the fucking Scarlett Johansson shit. Like, there's no way she's going to top this. And here you are topping it with fucking Sylvester Stallone.
Thanks, turd.
Visual cue, the Twin Towers are in that frame right there.
I know.
That's kind of neat.
I'm surprised they didn't edit it out.
Yeah.
But we're only 42 seconds in. Should we mosey on?
Does Dolly come in at all?
No. This is all Sylvester.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
Makes the transformation all the time. In the style of Dr. Buzz, just a pile of monster blood. And it does
all his drinking style.
It's catchy.
The catchiest thing about that is Budweiser, you created a monster. Yeah, that's the most catchiest part of that whole thing.
It's so stupid, though.
Yeah, the 80s were such a great time. Like, you get shit like this.
I know.
Man.
But it's like, is this an anti-drinking song, or is this just like...
Why would it be anti-drinking song?
Well, I don't know. Budweiser, you've created a monster. Drinkenstein.
Yeah, that's not an anti-drinking song.
He's a monster when he drinks Budweiser.
Yeah, and I don't think that Sylvester Stallone and Dolly Parton look good together. Like, she should have picked a different action star or something, like Dolph Lundgren or something to do this. Wouldn't that be great? Budweiser, you created a monster.
I must break you.
I must drink you. Oh, man. Yeah, Teresa, this is really, really bad. And baffling all at the same time. That's what I'm saying. Like, what made him think it was a good idea to sing?
I don't know, which, like I said, I was trying so hard to get him to say something about this, which I guess... He was really pissed off because with the Razzies, the song won worst song off of a soundtrack of all time. And then I think Rhinestone got worst movie made based off of a song, worst movie made in the 80s, like worst movie of the century. Like, they got like a ton of awards. And that was about the only thing I could find, is that he said that the Razzies are basically just disrespectful to actors and what they put out. And it's just like, come on, give me something about Rhinestone.
Yeah, he wanted to forget it.
Yeah, and there's good reason. He needs to turn into Dr. Drinkenstein.
Anyway, can we get on with this, Teresa?
Yes, we can.
Boy at heart, like so many of us are, but when he's drinking, that's something else again. Well, you can sneak on out and leave, or you can sit and just agree, or you can cross him if you want your face knocked in. Cause he can hurt you, I swear to God, and he will hit you as apt as not. He's drinking his time.
So I think when he changes his voice to that Frankenstein, I think he's actually laughing at himself, but he's hiding it with the fucking Frankenstein thing.
I thought the same thing too. I thought he broke in the song, but it's just like, it could work with trying to be like, woo.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of want to think that he's laughing at himself and hiding it with the Frankenstein thing, just to make the song a little bit better. Because now, every time he does it, I'm going to think he's breaking and laughing at himself doing the fucking song and making the whole spooky noises and shit. I just, like, it baffles me how they just, you know what, I think I can sing. Let's make a record. Let's do a movie. Let's do a, you know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy. Fucking Sylvester Stallone?
Do you think the only reason why he did it is because Dolly asked him to?
Well, yeah, you do it because of course. Yeah,
and she wasn't lisping back then.
No, this is like maybe 10-15 years at, maybe not even that long, for the titties.
Yeah,
this is new Dolly.
She can say Sylvester, not Shelvester.
Right. Yeah.
God, wouldn't you like to see Stein.
This? Wouldn't you like to see them do a reunion version of this right now?
Oh, dear God.
Holy cow.
Yeah, where was this on her covers album?
Oh, right? God, that would have been fantastic.
That would have saved the whole thing right there.
Oh, yeah. It would have got 5 stars for me if it would have had this song on it.
I would have turned Drinking Stein as my ringtone.
Just redo this and put that out. That's all you need to do. You can take the whole Rockstar album back. Just redo this song.
Give us this, Dolly, please.
Yeah, Sylvester now and Dolly now. Let's do this song again.
But I mean, even like musically, the song is fine. It's your typical 80s soundtrack movie score, like whatever. But he can't, like, another instance of he can't sing through his accent. And he also can't decide if he's going to sing with his accent or if he's going to try and do this twangy voice. Like, he keeps bouncing back and forth.
Back and forth. Yeah, I noticed that too. Yeah. I mean, it's laughable, but it's also embarrassing at the same time.
It is. It's very embarrassing. And it's just, it's almost like they have no foresight. It's like, can't you just, like, read the room? Like, if you don't feel okay about it, then don't do it. Even if Dolly Parton is asking, you could have been like, no, I'm not much of a singer. You know, why don't you sing it, or, you know, get somebody else to sing it?
Yeah, it wouldn't mean the same coming from her. But I'm just saying, why Sylvester Stallone? Like, maybe pick another action star.
Yeah. Because he was hot back then, too, because I think this was right after Rambo, I think. I think it was right in the same time frame.
Okay, after Rambo. Okay.
Yeah, I think this was filmed after Rambo.
Yeah, I mean, I can see the appeal. I mean, he's a decent-looking Italian dude. But what I'm saying is, the accent fucks it up, kind of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he's got it real thick. I guess that's the comedy in it, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
In hindsight, you know, got Sylvester Stallone trying to sing a country song or whatever this is. You know, there is comedy in that, obviously, because it's here. But, man, good job, Teresa. I don't know what else to say. I can't fucking win.
You might. Damn. I don't know. Yours was a slog.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what Drinkenstein's up to.
Jesus.
Different mood, there is a fun side to him too. He loves to laugh, he loves to joke, he loves to dance. Watch your girlfriends or your wives, so steal them right before your eyes, cause he's a lover, so don't give him a hair chance. Cause he can do it. Don't think you can. Women like him, cause he's strange. He's drinking style. Budweiser, you created a monster, and they call me drinking style.
You know what he sounds like when he's singing? When John Travolta was doing Welcome Back, Carter.
Yeah.
Like that fake New York-y accent that John Travolta had. That's what he sounds like when he's singing.
Yeah. I mean, he's obviously having fun with it. And he, in his head right now, as he's making that song, he's thinking, this is going to be great. This is going to make me a lot of money. This is going to go, you know. Nope.
We're going to make so much more money than Romancing the Stone. I made such a great decision.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he did make the right decision, because he would have ruined Romancing the Stone.
Yes,
let's be honest. Yeah, you're right. He would have absolutely ruined that movie. Oh, man. Teresa, I'm at a loss for words here. Like, it's corny, it's laughable, and embarrassing for Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, if you want cringy music, like, this hands down, like, if your butthole isn't, like, going in on itself from puckering so hard, like, you're not listening to this right. Like, this
Holy
is
shit.
So, like, painful.
Wow.
How's that for a visual?
See, I like my Sylvester Stallone with the over-the-top Sylvester Stallone. The fucking arm wrestling movie?
Yeah.
That's the Sylvester Stallone that I like.
My husband loves that movie.
Yeah, the truck driving Sylvester Stallone. Yeah, I mean, this was the time period, like, Kurt Russell would have been great for this.
There we go.
Kurt Russell would have been great for this.
Yeah, because what, 84, he would have done Overboard at that point?
Yeah, this is right around the same time as Big Trouble, Little China, Overboard, you know what I mean? Like, he was hot at this time, like, as far as movies go. Yeah. Why Rocky? Why Sylvester Stallone? You know what I mean?
It was either
Dolly said, you know what? Let's get Sylvester. He's got a good voice.
Oh, he's just so cute.
Yeah, he's handsome.
Well, and what was funny in her autobiography, because she talked about it a little bit, about like the failure of this movie and everything, that she's like, apparently, how'd she put it? That people didn't want this album to do good, and they didn't want to see her do Sylvester. Oh, God. Because, of course, like throughout the entirety of the movie, like they start becoming romantically involved and all that stuff. And it's just like, yeah, I don't want to see Dolly nailing Sylvester, like, ick.
So this Rhinestone soundtrack, like, is it all done by Sylvester Stallone and Dolly, or is there more like just stock music on there, or what?
A lot of it, it's actually songs that were written by Dolly. But she did actually have a couple songs off of there that did actually chart, like, what was it? Tennessee Homesick Blues, that actually charted. Mm-hmm. I think that got on, yeah, the top 22 of top Billboard country albums or country songs.
Right.
So, I mean, there were a couple, Tennessee Homesick Blues and God Won't Get You. Those were like two actually successful songs, but yeah, otherwise it was pretty much just funsies songs or songs featured in the movie that they turned into soundtrack songs.
Yeah, I don't like the Sylvester Stallone, Dolly Parton power couple. I don't like Mm-mm. that.
Doesn't work for me.
No, and realistically, they're about the same age. That's what's weird.
Well, they're the same age and they're roughly around the same height, because Dolly is a very small woman and he's a very small man.
Yeah. Apparently, you can see in the picture here.
Yeah.
And she's probably got heels on. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, Teresa, I hate to keep saying it, but good job. You got me again well, this week, you. I think.
Well, we've got about a minute and a half left of this.
I know. I'm just saying.
All right. Let's power on through.
In the tavern down the street is the laboratory where I make the transformation all the time. In the stand of Dr. Bud is a pint of monster blood, and it does affect me different every time. But Wilder, you created the monster, now they call me Drinking Stein. Now they call me Frankenstein.
Yeah. Wow.
Belton.
What the fuck was that?
That was like the most phlegmy.
You never heard Sylvester Stallone raise his voice like that before.
I know, which, like I said, it's very phlegmy, but at the same time, too, kind of kudos. Wasn't expecting it.
I mean, I guess. Wow.
But yeah, this man cannot sing.
No, and it's jokey at the same time, though. You know what I mean? Like, this can't be his real singing voice. He has to have a softer tone than this when he sings, like, seriously.
See?
You know what I mean? Like, this is,
I don't
this
think is, it's so.
A, there's a jokey aspect to this.
I think
it's gotta be.
There's obviously a jokey aspect to it, because I mean, there's no way anybody can take this song seriously. No way.
Right.
But
right.
I think this is legitimately him singing. This is how he sings.
I mean, it's karaoke at best.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone's not a singer. That's why.
But I mean, there are some people. Movies. That it's just like, yeah, you're surprised that they can't actually carry a tune. And it's just like, no, this is him drinking about 5-6 Budweisers, getting up on stage and being like, I want to sing a song.
I feel like that's how this song was birthed. I don't think Dolly wrote this. He got drunk with his buddy at the bar one night.
No, she wrote it.
That doesn't even sound like something Dolly would write. I mean, it's fun and quirky and what do you call it? Tongue in cheek and all that shit. It's, I mean, it's, what would you say? 84?
Yeah. 1984.
Wow. I was five years old.
This was solely written by Dolly. I was going to see if she had any help on it. Nope. Just solely her.
Good job, Dolly.
And Sylvester Stallone is a taxi driver in this.
Yes, he's a street tough taxi driver in New York. It's a fish out of water story.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Can we get on with this?
Yes, we have less than a minute left. Let's just drive it on home.
It kind of sounded like it was going to end there for a second.
No. No. Red, come on. There's a minute left.
Right, I know.
He's just foolish. The beer is fine. He is ghoulish. He's big and stank. He will say it if it thinks. He will change him if he drinks it. He's big and stank. I'm big and stank. Y'all big and stank. She's big and stank.
You should have saved this for Halloween, Teresa.
I know.
That might come back up again in October sometime.
It might. So, yeah, that's Sylvester Stallone singing Drinkenstein.
You think that song was sponsored by Budweiser?
Oh, it had to have been. That whole movie was sponsored by Budweiser. It was a bar movie. Of course it was.
You think Budweiser approved of Sylvester Stallone or Dolly Parton including them in this corny, cheesy, stupid-ass song?
I'm sure after the movie was made, probably not, because it tanked.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm sure they're like, oh, it's Dolly. What could go wrong?
Man, we are really fucking ourselves every episode the last couple times here, Teresa.
How so?
I mean, we're gluttons for punishment here. We listen to shitty music. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But these last couple episodes have been a slog, man.
Yeah, they have. We've been spanking ourselves pretty damn good.
Yeah, like we need to get to some upbeat music.
Well, maybe next episode we will.
I mean, Sylvester Stallone was more upbeat than the Scarlett Johansson yes. song. I'm just saying, like, something fun. Like, we've been torturing ourselves the last few episodes.
Well, all I can say, because I'm still keeping my other song in my back pocket, but if I would have brought that, we might have had to have a conversation on whether or not we were going to release this episode.
Wow.
It's that much of a slog.
Principal's office kind of shit.
Yes. I think heard we both that. Would have gotten a talking to.
Wow. Yeah, well, yeah, that was terrible, Teresa. I really think, again, you've got the leg up. I don't think the Scarlett Johansson song was bad. I'm going to stick behind it. Like, that's my song.
Yeah.
I hope that I can beat you. But you just pull these rabbits out of your hat, and I don't get it. Like, I didn't have help.
So, I didn't have help on my other ones. This one fell into my lap.
I'm just saying, like, this one, this particular instance, I didn't have help. I never have help, really. I mean, it's what it is. I'm not mad at it about it. I'm mad about it at all. It's just, you know, I've got the hurt butt because I can't seem to catch a fucking dub lately.
Well, and I mean, of course, I'm going to champion for mine. I don't know, as far as, like, just trying to get through, like, your song was punishment. That was hard. That
yeah.
It's to listen to that all the way through, I could not do. There's no way. But Drinkenstein, I mean, I listened to that about like a good 8-9 times.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yours has an entertainment factor, which mine doesn't. So I might have that advantage, but I don't know. It might be fun enough. I'm gonna stand by mine, but I don't know. It doesn't really matter anyway. It's not up to us.
Nope, never is.
If you go to shittysong.show, click on the voter tab and check that voters poll out. You can vote for Scarlett Johansson and the Oregon 747 cockpit banjo choir song that is Tom Waits. Holy shit. If you think that was bad, vote for that one. If you think Sly and Drinkenstein.
Yep, with an apostrophe N. Drinking.
drinking.
If you think that one was worse, Sylvester fucking Stallone. If you think that one was worse, vote for that one. ShittySong.show, check the voters tab out. Do your due diligence, vote this week. It's getting down to the qualifier wire, Teresa.
Yes, it is. It is coming up soon. So, and we've got a lot of solid contenders. This is going to be interesting.
We've got a couple weeks we've got to make up for. We might bring some more losers back this year. Maybe do an extra round of losers because we missed a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But, this one's going to be a good one. We've got some new meat in the pot.
Yep. And our shit chili.
Yeah, and our shit chili. That's gross, Teresa. Holy shit.
I could have said shit goulash.
Yeah, but chili? Come on. Anyway. Shitty song of the year. Shitty song of the year is coming up fast upon us. You know, it comes up quick every year.
Oh, yeah.
We're almost, a third of the way through the year already. We're coming up on the first qualifier. We've got a slog. We've got a fucking, a lot of songs to get through. It's going to be fun. We're going to try to one-up ourselves again this year. Last couple years have been hard to top. We had Pepper pulling a gun. We had Drunk Mr. Magenta last year.
What's going to happen this year?
Right. I don't know.
Tune in and find out.
Right. Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, that's about as good a place as any to wrap it up, Teresa.
It is.
So, I guess I've been Red.
And I'm Teresa.
And until next week, later.
Bye.
Head on over to ShittySong.show.
ShittySong.show.
You can access past Shitty Song of the Year winners, where you can vote and see weekly poll results. If you'd like to support the show, go to patreon.com/SSOTW to gain access to the $5 shitbox tier. Every Sunday, you'll gain early voting access and a video version of the show. You'll also get weekly hidden tracks, random shit blanket episodes, and so much more. Reach out to us on Twitter at RedSSOTW and at TreadsSSOTW. And don't forget to join the Shitty Song of the Week Discord server to submit song suggestions, chat about the show, hang out with us and other fans of Shitty Song of the Week.